Hello and welcome to episode 260 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. We have a listener theme week coming up here in just 3 weeks, so send in your topics to the Sean at dailybrainwave.com email address for a chance to be included on the show. Today we wrap up what happened week two by heading up to Russia to engage in a little revolution. On this day, October 17th, 1905, Tsar Nicholas II signed into law the October Manifesto. I really have to cut out the accent. Sorry, it's just hard for me to talk about Russia without talking like this. As you might guess, Russia was having some problems. In January 1905, the Tsar ruled with an iron fist. Russia had just spent a ton of money losing a war with Japan in 1904. On a side note, this particular Russo-Japanese conflict is actually a clear and direct antecedent of World War II, but I digress. Tsar Nicholas II seemed determined to eschew industrialism, at least to a point, keeping the lower classes on farms in the country. Sort of ironic that communism, with its utter fascination of agrarian societies and hatred of industrialism, would take the country by storm before too long. And those poor who did work in the factories were unsatisfied with conditions. Wages in Russia were the lowest of all major powers in Europe. By 1905, there was an average of 18 strikes per year in the country. One of those strikes, on January 22nd, turned violent, when soldiers sent to guard a palace opened fire on peaceful protesters who had gathered. Official records state that almost 100 people were killed and over 300 were injured, although other accounts claim that that number is lowball at best. The revolution of 1905 had begun. In February, the crew of the battleship Potemkin successfully mutinied, an act widely publicized by the already strong communist presence in Russia. Now, that mutiny inspired a silent film some 20 years later that, despite being pretty clear communist propaganda, is still considered today to be hugely influential and formative on the craft of filmmaking. And it's pretty gory, too. The whole year of 1905 was a mess. More strikes, more violence, more deaths. The Tsar was inches from being thrown out of office. I don't think he realized how close he was. And the people may have taken over then and there, if it were not for the October Manifesto. The document was basically a stopgap measure. It created a weak version of Parliament, not Congress, Parliament, they are different, that let the people keep the Tsar theoretically in check. I say theoretically because it's one thing for a dictator to put a document on paper decentralizing his power, and it's another to act on that document. But Tsar Nicholas II made pretty good on his promises. In fact, by 1906, Russia had drafted a constitution, and the Russian people were pacified for a while. The people are the heroes. Now the sheriff calls the peasants bow. The people. Thanks for tuning into episode 260 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions, and most importantly, your ideas for topics for the upcoming listener theme week at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. And with that, we put an end to What Happened Week. But don't worry, because it's going to get really fun on Monday, when we start out Day of the Week by seeing how some of our days got their names.